Berkshire Eagle reporter and community engagement editor Jen Smith, who is also a regular contributor to WAMC's roundtable panel, has won a travel fellowship with Atlas Obscura. The 37-year-old who lives in North Adams, Massachusetts, will return to her native India and write about her experiences there for the travel-focused organization. Jen Smith, you're going to be able to go back to where you were born. Mm-hmm. What are your expectations for that, and are you preparing for it emotionally?
That's a great question, Jim, and I feel in some ways I've been emotionally preparing it for most of my life. It's something I've always been curious about. My family is wonderful about letting me know I'm adopted, so I've always had a chance to research India and just talk to people and learn about it more. But the idea of going back to a place where I was born, not knowing what it's entirely like, I know it's going to be emotional, and I'm not going to try to edit those emotions. I'm just going to enjoy the experience, and I'm so grateful that Atlas Obscura has given me just the license, the permission to be there without inhibitions, to feel really supported. It's been a really great experience, and I haven't even left yet.
And to that point, what exactly will you be doing in India, and how long will you be there?
Sure. So the contest, which piqued my interest to begin with, is this concept of taking a first journey. Sure, we all travel places, but what makes a journey meaningful to someone? And so the organizers asked people to propose a journey that has some sort of meaning or significance to them. And for me, my idea was to get a chance to really explore the different aspects of the country, because it is so different. Where I was born in Kolkata is very different than Mumbai or Delhi or Goa. But I don't know much more beyond that. So when do you get to see people really putting their culture and heritage on display? It's through festivals. And fortunately, India has dozens upon dozens of festivals that last multiple days. So my proposal was to be able to experience at least a dozen festivals within 90 days. So that is what I'm going to attempt to do. My first stop will be celebrating India's Independence Day on August 15th.
Now, do you think the trip will help inform your local reporting when you return to the Berkshire Eagle? This is not your first international trip. You've also been to Pakistan, Haiti, mm-hmm. if I'm correct.
Absolutely. And just going across the country sometimes is an adventure on its own. And I think it always just gives you perspective when you think that places are so far away, and especially in Berkshire County, which is nestled in among its natural self. And, you know, it still takes a few hours to get to any big city nearby. Well, I could get an hour to Albany here. But just being able to hear other people's stories. Yes, you notice the differences, but you also really start to notice the similarities. And I think when you look at the dialogues that we're having across our country right now, that focus or call out people's differences, that highlight certain labels, it often generates an unhealthy or myopic perspective in our journalism, or in what we choose to put in our headlines, or how we quote people. And I think my hunch is that this will just be a really nice reminder that instead of sort of using our differences in a targeted way, to really celebrate and highlight them in different ways, in ways that they just exist, and say, like, we just all coexist in this world. Yes, we have our differences, but can we negotiate them more civilly? And I'm curious to see how that will happen in India.
Well, Jen Smith, congratulations, safe travels, enjoy it, and we will welcome you back here in October.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Jen Smith is a reporter and the community engagement editor for the Berkshire Eagle, as well as a regular contributor to WAMC's roundtable panel. She is heading to India after winning an Atlas Obscura Travel Fellowship.